We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Wanted to throw a show out to recap the AFC and NFC championships, and mainly just the NFC championship, as the Niners are going to the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs are as well. I was going to record this at halftime of the NFC championship and talk about how the Lions are going to the Super Bowl. And talk about like what that means as a Packer fan, if anything. And I still will cover some of the rooting aspect of it. I think it's important. Nothing's important. We're on a little marble in an expansive universe which keeps expanding. Nothing's important. Nihilist part. And that's how I am. And I realize it's not after Packers losses necessarily. It's after 49ers wins. I won't be so brazen to say that I hate the Niners more than I hate the Vikings or Bears, but I do put them in that category. All right, I got a couple of voicemails to play. I'll talk about this. Mentioned a couple things about the Bucks. And then I'll be right back at it on CBS Sports Radio Monday night. I told my boss I'm going to take 2 weeks off. I don't want to talk 49ers for 2 weeks. I don't want to talk Brock Purdy for 2 weeks. I think let's start with the rooting aspect of it, because that was the discussion online for a little bit. And I'll just tell you like where I'm at. The Detroit Lions are a geographical opponent that we see twice a year. That's how it's been. It's been a team that we play a couple of times a year. I think that when they knocked us out of the playoffs last year, that sucked. There's been some Thanksgiving games. I always reference this one where Dre Bly, I think, in the throwbacks had two interceptions in a game where we should have won. Favre was the quarterback. But if you were to say, Bart, top of your head, the five worst Packer losses to the Lions ever, I would struggle. And if you would say, well, do some research on it and come up with them. I did start to do research on it. That's what I ended up doing at halftime, was I was going to find the five worst losses to the Lions. And outside of the two I just referenced, maybe you can think of another one, but I was getting bored. I was like, okay, there's a lot of wins from the Packers, and then I don't remember these games. So I try to look up the box score and then try to figure out what the game was and the impact, and I had no desire to do it. But if you say top five losses to the Niners, top of your head, I'll say which decade? I'll have a long debate. It might actually take me longer to answer the question, because I'm debating which is actually the top five. Because you can go back to the 90s a little bit, but really this whole Rodgers era and now into Jordan Love. And the things that happened to the Niners in this game, like that, those things don't happen to the Vikings. They don't happen to the Bears. And they don't happen to the Lions either. And they don't happen to the Packers. Like, the NFC North sucks. The NFC North doesn't get these breaks. the what do you have to do? I forget who the Bears beat to make the NFC Championship. Was it the Eagles, maybe? Saints? I don't know, all those years ago. But the last time an NFC North team made the Super Bowl, they only got there because it was against an NFC North team in the NFC Championship. This division can't win this game. It can't win this game. They don't get these breaks. That the fluke to Ayuk, which I stole off Twitter. What's Twitter? Hey, buddy. I mean, how does that happen? Josh Reynolds. We're not talking about Dan Campbell's fourth down decisions if Josh Reynolds doesn't catch a couple of passes. And I'm thinking, I want to put this in a tweet, but I don't think I'll word it the right way. Like, you know how when you're down 14, you go for two all the time now, and everyone's like, this is why, and it's so easy. And some people are still listening. I don't get it, because you're assuming that you'll make at least one, two. So you're assuming the worst case scenario is that you're still going to be tied. But that's kind of what happened on those fourth and threes. You assume that you're going to make one of them. And the first one they should have made for the Lions. I think like Dan Campbell definitely should have kicked the field goal the second time. But once you go for it the first time, I mean, you might as well go for it the second time. I get that logic too. But the timeout was a mistake. They were purposely keeping their timeouts. Yes, you run it to Montgomery. So just get back up. Get back up and run a play. Get back up and run a play, and then you have 20 less seconds, but you've got all your timeouts. The whole point of saving timeouts, I mean, think how much time they lost the other way. I mean, it was so stupid. That, the timeout thing, and I think people will agree with that. I don't think it's an argument. The timeout thing was stupid at the end of the game. They had a chance still to do something, get the ball back, give it to the Niners, stop them. So they at least had a chance for that, but they didn't do it. So Campbell, I mean, live by the Campbell, die by the Campbell. That's what happened in this game. I think there's going to be also a big discussion about analytics. This is going to be a big referendum on analytics. I don't think a lot of this was analytics. I don't think Dan Campbell was looking at a chart on those fourth and threes. And nobody, I think he just went for it. Dan Campbell was not thinking, what do the analytics say here? He was like, oh, I'm just going to go for it. That's because that's what I want to do. It was his feel of the game. That's what, he's an aggressive guy. That's the whole reason the Dallas-Detroit game blew up all those weeks ago. There's some coaches that do go for a fourth down because of analytics, because they look at the percentages. I don't think Dan Campbell's doing that. So there's going to be a big referendum on analytics, and I don't think Dan Campbell should be the one that we use that for necessarily. So that'll be interesting how that plays out. Happy play, Sam. Going to need some tonight. Oh, my God. I'm going to need some tonight. Been taking the CBD, CBN ones. I realized, so the first couple of weeks of doing the late night show is I was coming home and going right to bed. And if, you know, I thought it was pretty easy. Like last 2 weeks, I just cannot fall asleep if I don't take something. So the CBD, CBN gummies have been good. Take when I get home. And those are available at Happy Place Hemp. They've got extended hours. Check out their website. So if you do want to go in person and talk to somebody and just kind of like get more details, you can always, again, message me, get you a message to Chris or Rob. But happyplacehemp.com, the promo code BART gets you 25% off every order. Every order at happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off every single order. Again, free shipping on the promo code. Or without it, but I do like to include it in there to make it sound like I'm doing it for you. But they do ship for free. So happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART, and check out the gummies. I mentioned the CBD, CBN ones that help me sleep. There's THC-free ones that Shay always uses in the morning. Some people take them different ways. Hey, I'm a little more focused, or this gets me started. It's just kind of like a good thing to take. There's also the Delta 8s, Delta 9s. That is probably tonight's menu. Happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART. So thank them for being a part of the program so that we can still mess around and do this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The other thing about the Lions and the Niners, there was a lot of debate about who to root for. And again, during the game, like, if you went into it thinking the Lions are a division rival, I don't want to root for them. The Niners beat us, but they're not a division rival. You may have gone in thinking that. And I understand your logic. They're in our division. You don't want to root for them. Still, the Lions are not yet in the category of Bears and Vikings. They are just not. And now, if anything, I feel worse for them. Nobody should have to go through that. It's like what happened to us, it's got to be referenced, in Seattle, only if there was never any playoff joy ever in your life before that. If the Packers had 30 years of nothing, like if they hadn't won since Vince, and then in 1996, Brett Favre turns his team around and Mike Holmgren, and then they're 24-7 on the way to the Super Bowl, and then they lose like that, that would be torture. You would have had all of America rooting for you, and that would be torture. So we don't want that at all. That's terrible. I feel bad for them. I really do. So even if you thought that, if you're watching the game, especially when that Ayuk play happened, like my kid was playing on his tablet and all of a sudden those noises got really loud. I started getting like it's not a real panic attack. I've had real panic attacks. This is what I call a sports panic attack, where I'm just like jittery from sports. Not a real panic attack, but it's jittery from sports. So everything got louder. I was like, he was like sitting next to me and I started getting claustrophobic because of this Ayuk shit. And it's like, man, this sucks. This sucks. And yeah, so I kind of felt the playoff loss 2 weeks in a row. Not that I was rooting for the Lions as much as I was rooting against the Niners. I have a Kyle Shanahan, anti-Kyle Shanahan agenda I'm trying to push, that he can't win a big game. All right, this is his second Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan, fun fact, 7 seasons, only 4 winning seasons. People forget. And I always talk about how I think the Niners are the Celtics. They always get credit for things they never do. So, I mean, I fully expect the Chiefs to win this game. I fully expect the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. We're all going to say that. After today, nobody's going to want to bet against Mahomes ever. No one's going to bet against Mahomes. And then, you know, but how do you bet against this? I mean, the Packers gave one away. And the Lions really gave one away. How do you bet against that? How do you bet against that kind of luck? And then I thought that Jamison Williams catch, I thought that was going to be a pick. And at first I thought that was Reynolds again. How do you bet against these teams? Like, who are the good luck gods going to determine who's going to win this game? I mean, this game's either going to be like 0-0 or 95-95. And it's going to be played into Monday because we're going overtime. No, you turn over. You know, it's like the Zay Flowers fumble. That only happens against the Chiefs. The stuff that the Lions did today, man. I mean, poor Dan Campbell, he's not going to be able to sleep, but he's going to have to desperately take some of those CBD, CBN gummies, because no matter how bad his nightmares are, they're not going to be as bad as this. You can't ever dream a nightmare this bad. This was torture. Absolute pain. So even if you came in thinking, as a Packer fan, I want to root for the Niners, I don't know how during the game you could have actually watched that comeback and felt joy or felt happy. I don't understand how, if you were watching the game, you could feel good about it. Like that, you enjoyed that? If you say you rooted for the Niners as a Packer fan, you enjoyed that? You were cheering on those touchdowns? You were laughing at Detroit's demise? I'm just not there. And I don't even know, like, it's not even like a go back further. There is no back further. The Lions have never had it better than the Packers. Except for week 18 last year when they beat us. And now, yeah. But they did the same thing we did. They gave away a game in San Fran. And just when they finally get good, Packers are going to be good again. So the Lions have never once had it better than the Packers. I mean, even when the whole Favre thing started, we beat Detroit in Detroit. They've never, not one time. Again, week 18, they got us. Other than then, they've had one day better. Has a Lions fan ever cocked off to you? Ever? Ever. Even if the even if you know one or live in Michigan and like the Lions beat you and you see them at work, they go, hey, ha, ha, ha. And you go, dude, you guys suck. And they go, yeah. They have nothing. The Niners have been kicking the shit out of us for decades and have been responsible for, like, this face, these baggy eyes, this thinning hairline on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Some of this is old age. Some of it's raising a child. Some of it is drinks. I would say a good 20% of this is 49ers. These bags are 49er bags. Look at it. I just put my clothes right in there and hop a plane to Santa Clara. That's the deal. It's the Niners. Chiefs, Ravens, I don't know. What do you want to say about it? Fucking Mahomes is amazing. I do like 2 weeks more of Taylor Swift. I am down with that. And there's going to be Super Bowl props on it. Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, I'm going to take the Chiefs, but... So the line coming into that game prior to the weekend was... It was a pick'em. But I got to think the Chiefs are favored. Wow. The Niners are a 3-point favorite? What are they doing? Because they know people are going to bet on Mahomes or what? The Niners are a 3-point favorite? You're putting Mahomes as an underdog? What are they doing? Oh, man. One tweet I had, coming into the playoffs, I thought Brock Purdy was a good quarterback, but after watching him win two games and get to the Super Bowl, my opinion of him is actually gotten worse. I can't be the only one. I don't know that he's, I mean, I know that like this, that's why I say it, but he didn't look very quarterbacky to me. Brock Purdy he won the game with his legs. He like did what I was expecting Lamar to do. How did Brock Purdy have a better game than Lamar Jackson? What were his stats in this game, Purdy? His throwing numbers didn't look bad. 20 of 31, 267, one touchdown, one pick, but there should have been another pick, and that should have been the interception that was eventually a, what, 51-yard touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk, or that 51-yard strike, and then they scored on that drive. Purdy ran for 48 yards, 5 carries, as much as Jahmyr Gibbs. Wow. Yeah, I really thought the Lions had it. Lions-Chiefs would have been a great Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl America wanted was Lions-Ravens, and now we're getting Niners-Chiefs. Bonkers. Just bonkers shit, man. I don't like it. Got some voicemails to play on the Packers. We'll do that here. Quick reminder about my good buddies at Tupelo Honey. They provide the sponsorship for this week and every week that we do that, and it will return this week. I want to shout out. We had a couple people go there this weekend just for some fine dining in and of itself. Andy. Looks like Andy had a lovely partner there. I feel like we got some alcohol in these drinks. Looks like we got some dessert, clean plate club, chicken and waffles. Oh, yeah, they went all out. He sent me some pictures that I, of course, retweeted. Tupelo Honey, Broadway Clyburn, downtown Milwaukee, across from the public market. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. More details on them later this week. I will play some voicemails vis-a-vis the Packers from some of the crew. I think these all hold up after the NFC Championship game. We'll see. All right, I got Tony in Texas here. Here's Tony in Texas. Carl's plays voicemail, 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278. That number still works. You can still leave a voicemail. I do play them. The number is always available on my Twitter for the show, Into the Winklerverse. Here's Tony.
Bart, hey, got to do a little follow-up on the pack. You know, this loss, I think you're being a little bit too relaxed with this loss. Maybe you took the Aaron Rodgers advice. Maybe you took a lot of those gummies from Happy Place Hemp. I don't know, but to be that relaxed after a loss, I don't get it. That is about as mind-boggling of a loss since 2014. And they had it right there. They were the better team that day. They had everything in front of them. They would have beaten the Lions and gotten to the Super Bowl. So this doesn't happen often. I know that's the NFL. This is life. It's the way it goes. But you can put this up there with the top five losses ever in my lifetime in the playoffs. And I got a question for you, Bart, non-Packer-related, NFL-related. So I try to call your show, but your show is way too popular. Too many people calling. So you got these three quarterbacks. Who are you picking? Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, to lead you to the Super Bowl? Now, I think you'll pick Josh Allen. And if that's the case, if you think you like Josh Allen the best, why wouldn't you, as a Bills owner, fire McDermott and bring in Harbaugh? I mean, that team is one coach away and one player away from just winning it all, and they never to get over the hump. But, hey, let me know what you think, and I'll listen. Talk to you soon.
All right, as far as the loss, yeah, I mean, it did suck. And I'm still trying to make this what I call a pocket year, where we didn't have expectations. But yeah, somehow now I'm feeling even worse because the Niners are going to the Super Bowl. So somehow in this year where I had no thoughts on the Packers going to the Super Bowl, then the Niners are going to the Super Bowl. I hate them. God, I there's this guy that covers them for The Athletic, David Lombardi. This guy, man, every other tweet he's talking about how Brock Purdy is Joe Montana or Steve Young. And I just keep looking at his feed. All I want to do is like, God. I think I'm going to cancel The Athletic. It won't make a dent. And, you know, I could tweet that to him and he wouldn't believe me, and he'd just be like, oh, who's this loser? And then I really think I'm going to cancel The Athletic because of this guy alone. Because I don't want to accidentally read one of his things. So I'll block him on Twitter, and then I'll cancel The Athletic. Like, my disdain for this guy, I can't tell if he's shitposting or if this is real. I think it's real. Brock Purdy is not Joe Montana. He's not Steve Young. He is the epitome of a quarterback who gets rewarded for bad behavior. Was that on your bingo card, me saying that? Who would I take? I'd take Josh Allen and then probably Dak and then Herbert. And I'm almost basing that on playoff success. Herbert's good, but Is him only being a 500 quarterback all on coaching? I don't know. I like Dak a lot. That's tough. But I would take Josh Allen. If I need one of those guys to get me a Super Bowl, I'm taking Josh Allen. And I'm taking him because I think he can get me wins, But then if you look at Josh Allen, he can't get wins. And Brock Purdy, I think, is 1/10 the quarterback. But he can get wins. That's the other thing. All these traits about what you do as a quarterback, if you're good, if you're bad, if you can throw, if you can run, it does come down to wins. We can argue about QB wins, but Brock Purdy wins. And there's nothing, like, it doesn't matter what I say about Brock Purdy. It doesn't matter how I critique him. He wins. He wins games. That's all you need to do. Brock Purdy. Like, if Aaron Rodgers is 100 out of 100, okay, what is Brock Purdy as a quarterback? 30? 35? They're both in one Super Bowl. He wins. God. Here's a Brick from West Dallas. Brick.
Good morning or afternoon or evening or whenever this is going to get you hard. It's Brick in West Dallas. Just wanted to call in, just wanted to throw kind of my two cents in on a couple of topics and hopefully I can keep it under 3 minutes. Here we go. Packers, proud of the season. I think this run and this experience and the season comeback that they had going from down in the basement to, you know, a couple plays away from the title game is going to do more for this young team than anyone drafted between 8 and 15 in the draft. So I think it was a productive season. They could have rolled over and said, whatever, it's not our year, let's get them next year. But the leaders in that locker room, whether it's LaFleur, whether it was Love, whether it was Alexander, who seemed to like flip a switch after he got suspended for that game. I think the biggest one is Aaron Jones, the video of him picking up the receiver. I think it was Wicks, that he literally picked his head up and hears stories about guys loving blocking for him because they respect the hell out of him. That's the guy that I would love to see back. But although the season was a success, it's the most fun I've had watching the Packers season in a long time because I'm not at the edge of my seat wall thinking, well, how are they going to blow it? How are they going to blow it? How are they going to blow it? I just enjoyed the ride. And then, yeah, now next year, we'll move the thing. Adrian Griffin, I think, sure, fine. I think there's more behind the scenes that we don't know about that might come out in the future. It's more than just his performance of the team on the court. They got him tanned. And I don't think, while you were wrong that they weren't going to fire him, I don't think you were wrong to say that calling for his head a week or two into the season was wrong. That was a good take. Now, they just did a little earlier than we thought, so that's what it is. Lastly, I have to just call out Hot Take Jake, because you can't call yourself Hot Take anything if the second anyone turns the heat up in the kitchen because you're wrong, you run away to the comments, they make comments, and barely come on the screen to make yourself available for criticism. Bart, kudos to you for taking the L, and I love the Twitter going on there and getting all your bookmarks and cutting them there, right? Loved it. It was hilarious. Good luck to Rami and his show. Other than that, that's all I got for now. I hope everyone out there in the into the Winkleverse has the day they deserve, especially you, Craig Council. Fuck you!
Wow. Cubs still have done nothing. Or do they get a reliever maybe? I don't know. They've done jack shit in the offseason. I'll get to the Bucks in a sec. God, fucking Bucks. We're going to see Doc Rivers. We're going to see Doc Rivers on Monday after getting a big deal. And he says, I'll just watch the first two. He's like my... When I was a waiter for a while, the first day I just followed the lady and watched her wait tables because I'd never been a waiter. So I was training. That's what he's doing. He's like, I'll just watch. I don't actually want to work yet. I'll take a day. Okay, thanks for the job. Can I have 3 days off already? Hot Take Jake.
Oh, boy. The Winklerverse. It's Hot Take Jake. Am I really speaking to you? I don't know. Did I really just call this line? Is this line working? Is this all in my head? Maybe. Regardless, I need this. This is for my own mental health. I'm listening to Into the Winklerverse this Thursday morning, which was a lovely treat to wake up to. And I'm listening to an old clip of Bart talking about how, when the Packers lost to Seattle in that NFC Championship game, and I think he half-jokingly said, other than a death, this is the worst thing that could happen to you. And I think back to that time, and that game temporarily broke me as a human being, and then I learned a lot. I became not less of a sports fan, but I became less emotionally invested in it. It stopped affecting my life. And that's why I'm so upset about this last Packers loss, is because from that point, back in 2014, I told myself I would never allow myself to get that invested again. And somehow, some way, this team, it made me feel that again after that loss. And at first, I was upset at them because it felt different. It was Jordan Love now. It was this young, exuberant team. They were going to exercise the demons of the past. And then I realized, you know, in these past few days, probably, I'm mad at myself, because you should never, ever believe. Never believe your curse is going to be lifted. Don't ever use hope as a method of bringing you to happiness. It's never going to work. So, as this obnoxious truck passes me on my left, just remember, everything is fleeting. We're all going to die, but sadness is also fleeting. Keep your chin up, Winklerverse. Bucks season. They finally made a move. I don't know if it's the right one. Now, let's couple this with a Chris Middleton for DeJounte Murray trade, and we are back in business, baby. I love you, Winklerverse. Hope to hear and talk to you soon.
All right, if you're going to trade... Oh, God, this Middleton. Jake, what are you doing? God, Jake. Oh, my God. Chris Middleton's going to get traded someday, and Jake's going to be like, there was this clip that I saw. I don't know how I saw it. It was of like a court show where they found out that this guy found out he wasn't the father to his 3-year-old kid, and he was crushed. And the woman was like, yeah, and she was cheering. And then the judge goes, why are you cheering? This guy loves your daughter. This guy drives 160 miles to be with your daughter. This is bad for your life. This is bad for your child's life. And she looked embarrassed for cheering. I feel like that's going to be Jake. Going to be the one guy cheering a Middleton trade. Although the Bucks did not have Middleton the other night and won by 24. They have beaten the Cavs, and then they lost. So the night, oh my God, that night was nuts. Griffin gets fired. Prunty's the interim. The Bucks do their little dance. The admin puts it out on Twitter. It looks awful. Like they're so mad. Like they hated this guy. All of the quotes are, oh, I didn't get him fired. We liked him. I invited him to my wedding. I guess Giannis is married now. They didn't like him. It was bad. People were right. It just didn't work. The guy came in as a first year head coach. I want to know how quickly he lost respect. Or how quickly some of these Bucks players decided they weren't going to give him any. Because it was very quick. They just didn't respect him. They're going to respect Doc. We're paying 3 head coaches. That's Carolina Panthers stuff. But this is Jimmy Haslam money. This is why he's in. So maybe this is a move that happens. You know, you got an owner that's reactionary. These kind of moves happen, and they can afford for them to happen. Bucks then lost to the Cavs on Friday, looked bad, but then beat the Pelicans on Saturday. I watched a little of that. I was watching the Royal Rumble. Women's match, good. The Cody Punk stuff was good. I wanted like a surprise. I'm getting tired of Roman Reigns. That's what Roman Reigns is. Roman Reigns, it's like at some point Solo Sikoa is going to come in. Well, at some point, the team's going to fumble at the 1-yard line. Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa is Chiefs and turnovers by the other team. Or it's Brock Purdy and some bullshit scramble. Like, his scrambles won the game. And then that other play where he, like, threw it across his body, and was it Jennings that went up and somehow got it? Like, this guy, this was as bad of a game that you will ever see, where people are going to look at it and think that he was incredible. People are going to look at this game. If you think Brock Purdy's good, you're going to look at it. If you think Brock Purdy is good, you are going to look at it and somehow watch these playoffs and think he's better. And if you think Brock Purdy is good, but you're not brainwashed, you're going to watch these playoffs and then think he's worse. He's worse than I thought he was. But he's a winner. Man, it's really tough to process all this. I'm very unhappy about it. I was looking forward to Sunday. This was our last. It's really our last. I mean, we get the Super Bowl, but two games. Kind of felt like our last Sunday. Yeah, we get the Super Bowl. Now it's with two teams I don't even care for. I don't care. We're going to get another. We got Patriots dynasty right into the Chiefs. So that's fun. Or the Niners are going to win. And then all my Celtics-Niners comparisons and my Shanahan, the whole Shanahan argument I'm trying to rally against goes away. He didn't win that game. That's not a Shanahan game. Well, I just had to get a few things out here. I just had to get them off my chest before I go into work. And from the Packers standpoint, I'm not rooting for the Niners ever as a Packer fan, ever. My kid could be Brock Purdy. My kid could play quarterback for the Niners someday. I would have rooted for the Lions today. And I would have been like, sorry, bud. Sucks to suck. That can't be true, right? That can't be true. Might be true. All right, we'll do later in the week. Doc's coaching on Monday, so I want to talk about that. We'll do the Tuesday lives, I think, that we've been doing. And go from there. Thank you for listening. Hope you find some other good content today. Again, check out Rami and Drew's show. Rami and Drew is where you can look for that. And I'll talk to you on the radio. See ya.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.